It seems to be a constant conversation here in Idaho. How do we get more people to go on to college? How do we pay for this? Boise State University is trying to tackle that problem with a new program. It's called Passport to Education. This program is connecting corporate and community partners to affordable and accessible academic degrees. This is a subscription-based tuition model that reduces the overall cost of a degree as well as potential student debt. Here today to talk about this brand new program and how it works is Pete Reese, the Associate Dean of Boise State's Extended Studies, and Rebecca Morgan, Director of Boise State X. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I'd like to start with you, Rebecca, because you're the Director of Boise State X, and this is how Passport to Education came about, correct?
That's right.
So tell me about the process of this and how you got from an idea to actual implementation. And, you know, do it quickly.
Sure. Well, we know that Idaho residents need an affordable and accessible way to finish their degree. We know that people are working. We know that it's hard to balance life and school and everything else that goes in between. So we decided to change the way that we collect the tuition for that and make it so that it's all online so that people don't have to leave their place of business or their home to try to come down to campus to get that done.
And Pete, is that where Extended Studies comes into play, is this online aspect of it?
That's correct. We manage and take care of these programs that are built for the adult and non-traditional student audience. And so they were an ideal fit for this opportunity. They've had great success. They've been around a good bit so far, and this is a good way to extend that opportunity to others outside of Boise.
And Rebecca, talk to me about, you know, how this is working, because this is an inaugural program just in place this fall, and it brings in community and corporate partners.
Right. Our inaugural partner is CAPED Credit Union. So what they've done is they've opened up the opportunity for their members, their credit union members, to be the first ones to participate with Passport to Education. So we've had...
I'm sorry to interrupt. So not just an employee, if you bank there.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And we're looking for other partners that are a good match to what we're trying to do so that we can open this up to even more of Idaho.
So tell me how this works with it being a subscription-based tuition. Does this mean you have to, like, you know, finish your degree in a certain amount of time, or how does all of that work? Pete's smiling at me. Okay, how does this work?
Yeah, the design is really set up to enable people to plan out really the two most complicated parts of our lives, money and time. And so if we're an adult and we don't know how much time that we can guarantee to spend going to school. School is oftentimes, for an adult student, not their first priority. Typically, that's work, that's family, that's other adult life responsibilities, caring for parents, jury duty, simple things like that.
Right.
And so what this says then is it provides an opportunity for students to plan out how much school that they can take on within their existing life responsibilities, and then how much they can pay on a month-to-month basis. And so a typical student will pay a significant amount of money at the beginning of a semester to pay for that. Mm-hmm. This allows that student then to pay at a lesser rate over the course of a period of months or years. And so we've also locked the tuition rate that they'll enter the program in for approximately 7 years.
7 years,
up
really?
Up to 7 years, that's right. And so the significant savings that they're receiving this year, for instance, will continue probably to expand, knowing how things tend to increase with tuition and fees.
Well, and with that, I mean, we all know as adults, I mean, to try to find extra time can be really tough. Mm-hmm. So this is an opportunity where I would think if someone could look and say, you know what, I could give 5 hours a week to this. I could give 10 hours a week to this. So therefore, the tuition would cost X.
Right. So most students that come to us have some credits already done. Sometimes they're 20 years old and they don't realize they still count. So we count every single one that we can. If the student wanted to come back and maybe do just 6 credits a term, just 2 classes, they could do that for $425 a month. That's only $212.50 a pay period. At the end, they'll have their degree and they won't have any financial, no student loan. So not a big bill at the end. It's something they can afford as they go.
I'm speaking with Pete Reese, the Associate Dean of Boise State's Extended Studies, and Rebecca Morgan, Director of Boise State X. We're talking about this new innovative way to go to college. It's called Passport to Education. And also how this works then is that you have to be right now a member of CAPED Credit
Correct.
Union, because this is your inaugural partner Do you have any other partners down the line at this point?
We've got them lined up. We're just waiting for, you know, contracts and all that good stuff to happen. But we're looking for more. So we're just looking for somebody who would like to partner with us that think that they have a good association or membership group that can reach out to the Idaho. We'll go beyond too, but we'd like to hit our Idaho students or Idaho citizens first.
And you brought up a point. You said that, you know, even if your credits are 20 years old, you know, you take every credit possible. So with that, Pete, do those credits have to be from Boise State? Do they have to be from an in-state college? I mean, how does this work?
As long as they come from an accredited institution, I should say regionally accredited institution, then they can transfer in. And Rebecca can speak a little bit more detail to that.
We're like magic.
Yeah, I guess, right?
We're like magic. So one of the nice things about the 2 degrees that we're working with right now is that they are the most forgiving and the most honorable of degrees to or credits so that you can take them in. We work magic with people, and usually at the end of it, they can walk away with a bachelor's degree and then maybe a minor or a couple certificates, a credential, something that makes your resume really pop.
So what are the 2 degrees right now that are available under this program?
The Bachelor of Arts in Multidisciplinary Studies and the Bachelor of Applied Science.
So that, okay, so with those, that means there are a lot of credits that could apply to
this.
Oh,
yes. We're able to really bring in some what we would call like your generals or your core. So many of those things don't ever expire. So those are wonderful. Your electives then are there to be able to come in. You might have taken fencing or...
But that'll count.
Basket weaving,
yeah.
You know, anything like that. We want to take those and we want to honor the work that you've done so that we can finish you off with something strong. And that way you have a chance at the table when you go to interview.
And have you found that online learning makes a difference when we're talking about a non-traditional student versus, you know, that traditional 18-year-old, you know, coming onto campus?
Absolutely. It provides levels of access anytime, anywhere that a traditional classroom experience doesn't. And so for this particular population, and we're talking about adults and other non-traditional students, it makes all the difference in the world.
Because they can take it at their own time frame. So
right.
It's not like even, okay, it's an online class, but it's at 3 o'clock every day.
Right.
Correct.
It doesn't work like that.
Right. No. They get the same level of quality, the same high level, highly qualified faculty that you would get anywhere else on campus. But it's done in a place and at a time that's convenient for the individual.
Rebecca, did this also come up because you found that people were coming to Boise State or maybe even to other colleges saying like, you know, I want to finish my degree, but I just can't do it in this type of environment.
Yes, Gemma, that's actually me. So I didn't graduate with my bachelor's degree until I was 40. And that I did the multidisciplinary studies degree as well. And I'd attended 3 different colleges and transferred back to Boise State. I'm born and raised here, but I've traveled around a bit. And had I been given the opportunity to have a little better control of my finances at the time, I would have jumped on this opportunity to have no student loan at the end would have been fantastic. It's just the idea of being able to be in control, where sometimes when you come back to college, you don't feel like you're in control at all.
And that makes a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
And let's be honest, if you're 40 going back to college, a lot of times you don't want to be sitting in a class with an 18-year-old.
Well, let's be honest, it's terrible.
Right.
It's terrible because it's hard. And it's really nice that the classes that we now offer are professional focused. They're adult centric. You're going to be with students in the online world that are just like you. Everyone's committed to get done. We see an increase in GPA. We see participation increases. Your grade point average, you know, everything goes up. And it's because you have such an investment in what you're going to be finishing with. It's a moment for you to be empowered and proud.
And I think that's interesting that you said that the classes are a bit different because they're more career focused.
Mm-hmm.
And is that a big part of extended studies and the online kind of universe when it comes to classes, Pete?
I think, you know, the process that we go through to develop online classes is incredibly in-depth. We really focus heavily on the development of student learning outcomes that are focused on what it is that we're trying to achieve for those folks. And so I think that intentionality really drives that. The design for the individual student really comes about as what are your career goals? What are your life goals that you're trying to achieve? And so their navigation through what it is that they want to get out of their degree is what makes the biggest difference in that sense.
And Rebecca, do you have numbers on how many people have decided to participate in this at this point? Because you just started this, and the semester started a week ago.
It did. We hardly did any marketing at all. CapEd put out a newsletter, and boy, right from the start, we had four students that said, sign me up. And we have 50-ish students that have already asked for more information and are getting ready to start the spring semester. So we're hardly doing anything, and they're come rolling in. So we're ready. Our class has plenty of room. They have lots of room, and we're ready to help them.
Can people start now, even though you're a week into the semester, or would it be better to wait until spring?
It's better for them to wait until spring. It gives us a chance to get all their transcripts in and do all that administrative stuff that happens to pile up, the little check marks that have to be done. But 4 months in adult lives really isn't that long.
It's really not that long.
It's like 18 weekends to Christmas or something
exactly.
like that.
Oh, God. So. That puts it around Christmas. Okay, that just puts it into perspective. So ultimately, the goal with this then is to allow people to find a way to finish that degree that maybe they started at some point in their lives and to give them the control and the access that works in their lives.
Right. Even if they haven't started yet, they would be surprised. There's a lot of credit for prior learning that can happen. And it's if you're not sure, just ask. Get in contact with us and let's see what we can do for you.
And I know there's a website, so we will, of course, link it. All I did was just Google Passport to Education, Boise State, and it came up with all the information you need.
Perfect.
Right.
Yeah, I want to thank my guest today. Really great way to allow people to not miss out on all those credits and that work mm-hmm. that they did when they were younger and hopefully getting that degree if it's important to them.
Yes.
So I want to thank Rebecca Morgan. She is the director of Boise State X, and Pete Reese, the associate dean of Boise State University's Extended Studies. Thanks so much for coming in today.
Thanks, Gemma.